family. Tomorrow on Fox 20.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at bamahalfoff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
December 10th is Nobel Day. On Nobel Day, it's important... It's important that you... Dang, Nabbit, who's doing that? Don't you know it's Nobel Day?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A police officer has been killed, three others injured after exchanging gunfire with three suspects in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Stephen Fulop says police entered a building where the shooting took place.
There are multiple deceased inside the building.
Sources tell Fox News two suspects were among five found dead in that building. Police say a third suspect was taken down. His condition is not known. House Democrats today announcing plans to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president dismissing his potential impeachment as a witch hunt. Democrats also announcing an agreement's been reached on a trade deal to replace NAFTA. Stocks end the day lower on impeachment news and the USMC trade deal. The Dow down 28 points, the S&P closing three lower, the NASDAQ dropping six. America is listening to Fox News.
Just amazing. Here's a classic.
Oh, how those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days of Kleenex and cold weather gear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. The time of snow and sleet and wind and cold is here.
La, 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 la.
As you start shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. As you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days when low-hanging clouds never clear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter.
It's not winter today. It just feels and looks like winter. Wind has really picked up out of the east, and there's a chill in the air that wasn't there this morning. It was warm this morning. And we had a batch of rain come through earlier. I think, can you get laryngitis over the phone from talking to somebody? Because I feel like I'm getting it. Maybe it's...
No.
There is another area of rain just to the west of the city that cuts across the state as a diagonal. In fact, in northwest Alabama, northeastern Mississippi, and Tennessee, and locations not too far from us, it's snowing. So we have significant changes, and we are far from out of the rain. In fact, I should have asked David when we talked to him. He's not far from Dallas. They're still getting weather there. So it's a pretty big system. If you want to find out more, you can go to my Facebook page and check the Rich Thomas video for today, because he lays out, there's a lot of stuff going on this whole week. I had a thought earlier. If you could be a fly on the wall anywhere, in anybody's home, business, office, to eavesdrop, and not for salacious reasons.
Right.
We're talking about a fly on the wall with good hearing. Where would you like to hang out and eavesdrop? My first thought was the Clintons, because they're still married, after all. The Clintons are so deeply in love with each other.
B-S.
What do they talk about? She knows. I mean, she can deny it and call it, you know, white misogyny, racist, all their stupid terms, right? She knows she is legally married to a pedophile. The documentation of Clinton's visits to Epstein's Lolita Island are out there. You can look it up. He was there many times. Not to mention the numerous affairs with women who were of consenting age. We can always debate, I suppose, if you're in your late 40s and a woman half your age finds you attractive, or finds your power attractive, like Monica Lewinsky. In fact, during the 90s, I had talk shows back then, people would say, well, in a way, I kind of feel sorry for him, for Bill. And this was before this other stuff came out with Jeffrey Epstein, who did, by the way, not kill himself. I would love to hear the conversation between those two when nobody else is around. Oh, honey, you know, you're dressing like a Austin Powers character again today.
I wonder if there is any conversation.
That's also a possibility. There wasn't a whole lot of chat between FDR and Eleanor. Gee, I think you're swell, Eleanor Roosevelt. They did not really have I think from 1921 on, they did not sleep in the same bed. Because she caught him with the woman that was by his side when he died, Lucy Mercer Rutherford. And there were other rumors too. I mean, the only presidents I believe were faithful, at least while they were in office, are Nixon. There won't be any sex in my White House. I mean, you seem like that kind of a guy. And even with my vivid imagination, I just can't see him trying to troll some hottie with his presidential power for a cheap thrill. That just wasn't him. And Ronald Reagan. And you know what's nauseating? Because I remember this. I remember, I think it might have been Life magazine. Some magazine did a big full-color spread on the Reagan marriage. And there was a picture of them walking the beach, holding hands. And the left just could not say enough ugly stuff. They mocked a healthy, successful marriage. This ugliness, this is not... since Donald Trump, as David Blackman said, in the case of the deep state, goes back 27 years with this generation of Saul Alinsky disciples, including the last guy. But they've always been ugly about things like that. I think it's because they're just not capable of having it on their own. So, well, that's so sickening. Well, let's take... blah, blah, blah. That's been going on for a long, long time. But I would love to know what those two really say to each other when they have to talk. And I don't mean, did you pay the electric bill, honey? So really, I mean, they must have had some blowout arguments. I mean, that's what the books have all said. That she has thrown things and thrown things at Secret Service people. She's just, she called us deplorables. She is despicable.
Okay, hold on.
So if we're the deplorables, they're the despicables. She treated the Secret Service like skycaps. If you read about Jackie Kennedy, lifelong friends with the men that protected her, and they had such an incredible level of respect for that woman. She had class and poise.
She was a class act.
Total. Mm-hmm. And somehow managed, knowing she was very much aware of JFK's infidelities. In his case, he kind of came off as, I know this is wrong, but I can't help myself. Bobby was the guy that really had to put his foot down to tell him to stop. He was doing it in the White House, in the pool. There's a well-documented story that she was, they used to go skinny dipping in the White House pool, and one night Jackie wound up down there and heard all this laughter and carrying on. And the Secret Service agent at the door to the pool said, you can't go in there. And she said, what do you mean I can't go in there? I live here. I'm the president's wife. Ma'am, you can't go in there. And as it was depicted in a movie, she opens the door and the only thing in there is the top of a bathing suit floating on the pool, something they forgot to get when they skedaddled out. She knew. But she somehow navigated her way through that and kept her poise, didn't write any tell-all books or sell out those years in the White House. Very, very classy woman. One of the youngest first ladies, too. She was only in her early 30s.
I think sometimes women think they have too much invested to let go. You know?
Well, that's true. There's a lot of angles on it. I still would love to be a fly on the wall during a conversation among Bill and Hillary. How about you, Mike? What's up?
I was just going to bring up Harry Truman. He was another one that was clean in the White House and everything else. He loved Bess, and they were lifelong mates. So
yeah.
That was somebody else that treated everything the way it should be handled.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Harry Truman deserves that. He was probably one of the straightest arrows that ever flew in the White House. The only knock on Truman that I've read in recent stories about his presidency was that he was somewhat naive and vulnerable to deep state guidance.
I think, that's probably true to some extent, but he was a senator, so he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And he was involved with a lot of stuff. One of the things I always liked to hear was that back in the old days, he and a bunch of the guys from Congress, the Speaker, and all those kind of guys would get together and drink bourbon and play cards and all that kind of stuff. And it's too bad we don't have that today, because I think it would make a big difference in relationships with people. So that was one of those good things.
Well, they may not agree. They have tried every angle to get somebody close to the current White House to say something ugly about the man, but I don't think Donald Trump does that. I think
I don't think he does either. I don't think he even drinks.
No, he doesn't.
So, okay. Well, listen, it's always nice hearing your program, and I just thought I'd put my two cents in.
I'm glad you did, and I appreciate it.
Thanks,
is 14
Mike.
Minutes after 4. I think we will roll call.
Yay.
Should leave all doubt out of the equation. Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. I give the address first because it's kind of important, because when you buy Kaiser, when you shop Wiser and buy Kaiser, you only pay 8.25% sales tax as opposed to the 10%. That's reason number one to consider it. But reason number two, value and selection. If you go to Kaiser, my recommendation is ask to see Stella, or really any of the staff. They know their inventory very well. Wear comfortable shoes. There is a lot to see, no matter what it is you're looking for, whether it's a single piece. Like, we went there and found the rocker that just fit all of our criterion perfectly. We got it. It's so comfortable. Of course, we had to make sure that it would be dog-friendly as well, that Hershey and Briscoe would approve, because they use the furniture, too.
Yeah.
It met all those criterion. We got it for well under $400. It reclines. It rocks. It swivels. None of our other stuff did that, and we paid more for it.
It's dog-friendly.
Dog-friendly. Absolutely dog-friendly. It's a good nap chair, too. You can doze off in it. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow. I'll just get in the chair and put something benign on TV and try and doze off. Whatever it is you're looking for, though, please check out Kaiser Fine Furniture. again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to the Aushucks Oyster Bar. 416.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Air Force is teaming up with the City of Montgomery to provide a software factory in the capital city. Officials say it will allow the Air Force to work with the community and with the private sector to create software apps the military can use. Lee High School ROTC students heard from a major general today. Commander Sam Barrett of the 18th Air Force at Scott Air Force Base is a graduate of Lee High School and commended the students for joining ROTC. Barrett also recognized two students for their achievements in ROTC this year. And a local nonprofit, That's My Child, celebrated 7 years of service to the community last night. That's My Child's mission is to empower and employ the youth of Montgomery to become productive citizens and leaders in the community. The organization also offers job training, resume writing, and mentorship programs. Equal Justice Initiative Executive Director Brian Stevenson was a speaker at the celebration. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And that goes for you, too.
And now a star is born. On December 10th, 1985, the world welcomed little baby Raven Simone.
Wow, she's crying a lot.
Oh, that's so
Raven.
Raven Simone, a star is born.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a very busy interstate still this afternoon, but it is moving smoothly through downtown. The boulevard, busy at the lights. Most congested places right now are the intersection of the boulevard and 231 headed to Wetumpka. Also, Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard down to about Baptist Hospital. A little congestion right there. Atlanta Highway doing a good bit of business outbound from downtown at the lights. No accidents anywhere. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. If you're going to get a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life is complete with Invisible Fence. It'll keep that puppy in designated areas of your home. Call Miss Vicky, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
other
lawyers.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We love Jerome. Can we hear it for Jerome, please?
Please clap.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Diamond is Hope.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm going to do my best to make this a mistake-free roll call. I'm glad you're excited. Remember.
Memphis Bob, remember.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me.
Bite me.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm sick of this.
You got to have something.
You're so naughty.
If you want to be with me. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Shut up, dummy.
Cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highest.
You're gorgeous.
Cause that
mouse
is too low to see.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
When does something just about a queen bee? I'm not when does something just about a bumblebee?
Nothing from nothing.
That was funny.
And I'm not stopping.
Let's get
not believe you mean.
That is great radio.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. By the way, did I get one already? Wow, it Chuck Courtney, he is the man. 99.
Yeah, it was great.
.9, getting better. Can't get a 10. 10 means I got to quit. I don't want a 10. I can't afford to have a 10 yet. But it wasn't the most inventive roll call ever, but I didn't step on anything and I didn't have any blanks. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
To switch, I have 900 little things I can plug into. That
what,
song.
What, only 900?
Only, yeah. It, sometimes it seems like there's more. And I add new things all the time, which sometimes confuses me.
What else is on?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not enjoying what we're doing here today. All right, so I get a note from our friends, the Cronins.
Yes.
Of the Carolinas.
Yes.
And I was talking about Hillary and being a fly on the wall and listening into a conversation between Bill and Hillary. I would be really curious to know what they really talk about, as you said, if they talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a partnership. It's a business arrangement.
And sometimes it is.
And I think sometimes there are women that know they're involved with that type of man, and they just don't want to know. I don't want to see it. I don't want them around my house. I don't want them in my bed. Blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, do your thing. And I'll keep denying that I'm a lesbian. That's kind of how their relationship seems to be set up. But she described her as a vitriolic virago. Now, I never heard that term before. Virago, V-I-R-A-G-O. It sounds like an astrological sign. Hi, I'm a virago. What are you? I'm a feces. It's one of those, you know, I stole that from Steve Martin. So I looked it up, and you can get all kinds of cool stuff at magouche.com. I'm not kidding. The word has a cool origin. The vir, the V-I-R, comes from the Latin man, virago, however, was coined during the medieval period to describe heroic female warriors. Today, virago does not have such a noble connotation. It describes an ill-tempered and sometimes violent woman. With somebody with such a great sense of humor as Hillary, how could that be? If you've ever had an old lady scream at you for no good reason, then you have had an encounter with a virago. Mm-hmm. It's our word of the day.
And if you're a vitriolic virago...
That's even worse.
Wow.
Although, maybe vitriolic is a tad redundant because it sounds like viragos are just that way. What do I know? I'm a talk show host, not a therapist, although I could be one.
Yes, you could.
I could easily hang a shingle out and fool a lot of people, but I am not Leonardo DiCaprio, or whoever that guy was that he played in the movie, which was on recently. That's a good film. That's one of those movies, they don't show it a ton. I remember it was like Con Air and stuff. It used to be on like every 5 minutes on any channel. But Catch Me If You Can plays occasionally, so if you come across it, it's been a while since you've seen it, and it's always kind of fun to watch, even though it's another Tom Hanks film. But what movie isn't? It's been made in the last 30 years.
Speaking of movies,
yes.
I went to see It's a Wonderful Life Saturday night at the Capri Theater. It was wonderful, Greg. You know, I watch it every year, sometimes twice a year. Depending on what's going on in my life, that is always a good message. And it was really great sharing it with a bunch of other people, even people you didn't know. They had a big sock fight where they rolled up socks like snowballs and threw them in the theater. People were throwing socks everywhere like snowballs. I'd never been to anything like that before.
What is that horror show? That everybody dresses up in drag or whatever, plays these different parts. God, why can't I remember? The Midnight, the Roxy, oh, God!
Phantom of the Opera?
No. And
the Rocky Horror Show.
That's it.
Okay. Well,
except with a Frank Capra touch. We got to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. The weather, the temperature is getting colder.
And Leon's getting larger.
And the winds have really whipped up. They're out of the east. It's weird because we have rain approaching from the northwest, but the winds and the clouds are moving to the southwest right now. And I don't know, when I see that kind of stuff, I think,
danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Georgia Floyd's Direct has been a success for half a century on the Boulevard, right across from Lowe's. By sticking with an idea that worked 50 years ago and still works today. Hey, we're going to build this big warehouse. We're going to fill it from floor to roof with so many flooring choices, the latest styles, the things that are popular or trendy. We're going to skip the middleman so we can turn around and sell it to our customers at a real wholesale price. We'll put together a great crew of people, guys like Jeff Mallinson, who's been there for more than half of those 50 years, who help customers navigate it, make a selection that fits their budget and other criterion, and then we will build a team of installers. We're not going to farm this out. We want Georgia Floors Direct to be with the customer every step of the way. It worked then. It's worked for half a century. And long after I'm gone, there's going to be a Georgia Floors Direct. I'm not planning on leaving soon either. I want to emphasize that.
That's right.
On the boulevard across from Lowe's, please tell Jeff and that amazing team of people you heard about them here.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
15 shopping days till Christmas. If you don't have a clue, you can't go wrong with a gift of booze.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are definitely getting busier the closer we get to 5 o'clock after 4:30 now, and we're seeing a lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. A lot of traffic headed outbound on Atlanta Highway via Federal Drive to Congressman Dickinson and on up 231. The Boulevard busy all the way around at the lights. Taylor Road is busy. I-65 and 85 are a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery, but boy, they are packed in there this afternoon. Use caution and be careful out there. We have no accidents to tell you about right now. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, as the substitute teacher bits, as you hear Keegan-Michael Key say, you better check yourself. So I am going to check myself. Not that way. Stop with... You guys are such perverts sometimes. the electrifying story today is that, and we talked about this on the morning show as well, somehow, I know it takes, there are many layers in any massive chain system, whether it's a big grocery store chain. Some reason I love Food Outlet. There's three locations. There's no confusion. And when they get something good like cricket dust, I've never seen it anywhere else. It's an awesome seasoning, but to get cricket dust on the shelves of a place like Walmart must be an enormous process and very expensive. I know I have a friend who went through that process a number of years ago. It's like trying to come up with a hit record. You know, you may have one, but you got to get breaks like Styx did. You know, I used to work for him. I don't know if I've mentioned that to you before, but my name is on that Styx album over there.
Styx!
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like to talk about those days. Anyway, so Walmart has taken a lot of grief, and deservingly so, because somehow somebody at Walmart or in their chain of command or whatever it is decided it'd be a good idea to sell sweatshirts featuring Santa Claus sitting on in front of a table with three lines of cocaine. Did you see that?
I heard that this morning, and I thought, who in their right mind?
So I posted it with this perspicacious commentary. There's a group in this country dedicated to demeaning, degrading, or destroying. Do you like that alliteration?
Yes.
Anything traditional or old-fashioned about Christmas, or am I just a Grinch today? Got quite a few comments on it. By the way, John Gale, he said, you mean like playing a PG-13 rated version of Frosty? Well, Frosty is a winter song. It's not a Christmas song. Yes, we put Frosties out, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I would never do that with Away in a Manger or Silent Night or any of that stuff.
Yeah,
that would be no. I would never do that because that would, you know, that would be a direct shot at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome to disagree, even if you're wrong. So Walmart had to apologize for featuring this sweater, and it's probably become a collector's item already. They pulled it. But they have apologized for their adults. Let's see what some other folks are saying on this today. Back to the Cronins. They're very active with us, and we appreciate them. This Santa looks like he's on meth already. Yeah, the Santa himself in this, he looks like Adam Schiff. He's got the bulging eyes. Oh, my goodness. I came up with a good one this morning to describe Schiff. The man looks like he needs a brassiere for his eyeballs. And I don't want to hear, he's got some disease that he can't help. He is the biggest a-hole in America. We didn't have as much time to talk to David as we normally do, but I was going to say that book about Hillary called Unlikable, well, that really was her problem. She is not a likable person. Obama may be a left-wing DB, but he can be likable when he wants to. Hillary can't. She can't even fake it. That's how we got this horrible laugh. She does not have that in her DNA to be that way.
No.
And neither does Adam Schiff. He's a total turd, and I don't know what specific part of California elects that jerk. But they should be hugely embarrassed. Shamefully embarrassed. 440. Lewis Lawn, a great business at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They are closed at the moment. They're in their winter hours. That's the first sign of the change of seasons. Lewis Lawn starts closing at 4 instead of 5. But this is still a very busy time for them. A, because they got a lot of products that make great gifts. You do business with a local company, you help the local economy, and you go to a place that can provide you with warranty service on anything you purchase. That's worth something. Because if you've bought stuff from a box store or a chain, and something breaks or goes wrong or it's defective, you get 800 numbers to call and paperwork to fill out, and yep, up, 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 up. With Lewis Lawn, you just bring it back to them, and they'll take care of it. That's so important, and they're such good people. They are great citizens of the River Region. And this year was a year of celebration because they were able to expand their showroom. I'm just proud to know them. And I hope when you need a mower, blower, pressure washer, or anything else, steel products, Shindawa, Echo, Exmark, and Toro, that you'll visit Lewis Lawn Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Lee High School ROTC students heard from a major general today. Commander Sam Barrett of the 18th Air Force at Scott Air Force Base is a graduate of Lee High School and commended the students for joining ROTC. Barrett also recognized two students for their achievements in ROTC this year. The Air Force is teaming up with the City of Montgomery to provide a software factory in the capital city. Officials say it will allow the Air Force to work with the community and with the private sector to create software apps the military can use. And a local nonprofit, That's My Child, celebrated 7 years of service to the community last night. That's My Child's mission is to empower and employ the youth of Montgomery to become productive citizens and leaders in the community. The organization also offers job training, resume writing, and mentorship programs. Equal Justice Initiative Executive Director Brian Stevenson was a speaker at the celebration. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Jane, you're a goddess. Now more on Walmart.
At Walmart, we realize that a lot of our customers do drugs. A lot of drugs. So to celebrate the season, we're happy to introduce our High on the Holidays collection. Narcotics-inspired sweaters and t-shirts perfect for that pothead or junkie on your list. You've already seen our cocaine-themed Let It Snow sweater. So how about a gingerbread man with the words, Let's Get Baked? Or graphic tees with phrases like, All I Marijuana for Christmas is You? Or Have a Methy Christmas. It's the High on the Holidays collection, where you can have a white Christmas. Exclusively at Walmart.
Again, how many layers did that t-shirt have to go through before somebody... Nobody said, this is a bad idea. So let's put something on our shelves that shows Santa getting ready to snort three lines of coke.
They put those t-shirts out there that were derogatory to President Trump also.
Well, because, you see, the media has convinced companies that it's in their best interest to diss this president, which is total crapola, that there might be consideration for them if they help end the suffering he's inflicted on this country. Right. It's a personal thing. I would suspect a good many people kind of share this. I don't like any movies that make Santa look evil or bad. Many of the best Christmas movies have moments like that. On the funny side, Christmas Vacation gets pretty dark. It does. I mean, you know, you push a guy who's trying to have the perfect Christmas for his family and surprise them with a pool. Nothing breaks the way he needs it to till he gets to the point where...
I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, this hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah!
He was describing Adam Schiff. Bug-eyed, monkey, you know, yeah. That's great. Good work, Clark. Same thing in A Wonderful Life. You know, you mentioned you saw it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know when I get my first tear? In the first scene of that movie when they're showing... No. The flashing lights in God's universe where the angels are conversing.
Yes.
We've got a guy in trouble. As soon as I see that, I start to choke up. I can't, you know, there are some years I'll put it on and I'll kind of half watch, because I know if I, like last year, no way.
Yeah.
No way. Last Christmas was very difficult. You know, it's the little things. It's like Janelle's mom had some first Christmas ornaments and decorations made for Janelle and her husband. And, you know, that's just stuff. But it was all of that, you know. Those of you who, my good buddy Dan Black and others who were of incredible strength to me, and advice. Those are the things that get you. Because I knew in the big picture we'd be able to help her restart. And in large part because of the good people that support this radio station.
Well, she has a fabulous support group, too, in you and her mom.
She does.
And her stepdad.
But I know, if I asked her today, do you still love him? I know that deep down, as angry, as betrayed, all these powerful emotions that she's had to go through, that she still has that pang, because when she took her vows, she meant it.
Yeah. Well, there's always, you know, I think there's always a part of you that will love someone, even if it doesn't work out, but it doesn't mean that you can't go on with your life and have, you're not going to be crippled to the point that you can't have a good life.
You have the power to not let that happen.
Exactly.
And it took me a long time to obtain, learn, and apply those tools, but you're absolutely correct on that. 4:49, when I make my trip down to see Mademoiselle Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, 2 weeks from today will be Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Unbelievable. But it'll be my first long-distance ride. I told you a couple of weeks ago, towards the end of November, I was being led into Tiptation, and what he is a master at doing. If you can't lower the payment on what you're trading in, he'll get you something comparable, and that's all I really asked. I had a nice arrangement on my 2017 Nissan Rogue that I bought at Jack Ingram. I wanted another Rogue, just something a little more. And it turns out they picked up a Rogue, 12,000 miles, full 100,000, you know, powertrain, and the full warranty. Black. Incredible. And it has all these new little... I'm still getting used to some of it.
Bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles tells you when your you know, if, unless you have your turn signal on, it'll give you a little chirp to remind you that you're leaving your lane.
Seat warmers,
remote start, a lot of stuff the last one didn't have. And could I live without them? Yeah, but it's such a great car. And I traded in the old one, and it made my payment go up $7 a month. That's the same deal you'll get. It is. So go see Tip and that great team. All the financing options they have available at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Oh, God, before I forget, there's a 2018. Let me look it up, because it's too good of a deal to go ignored. It's a 2018. Hang on, I got to click to under 10. They have some cars under 5. Signature Used Cars. 2018 Ford Fiesta S, 8,000 miles, $98.94. You need a car? It's beautiful. It's silver. Put a bow on it and give it to the new driver in your family and get it from Tip at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing lower as investors await concrete news as to whether a new round of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will take effect on Sunday. With the Dow falling 28 points, the NASDAQ down 6, S&P 500 down 3. And shares of exercise bike company Peloton falling over 6% following a scathing report from a Citron research analyst, which comes after a backlash of its widely mocked ad. Citron's Andrew Leff taking aim at the company and putting a price target of $5 a share. Leff says Peloton has similarities to GoPro, a company that came in hot with a must-have product but fizzled once competition ramped up. And need your Old Navy holiday order fast? Shoppers will be able to order online from the retailer this holiday season and have Postmates deliver items to their homes that same day. Old Navy says it will offer the service for free for customers from December 21st through December 23rd. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic light, I'm not stopping. From lane to lane, I am hopping. It's not my concern. If you crash and burn, I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. I don't see people walking. I don't steer while I'm talking. And you could die next if I get a text. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand. On the highway I am busy yakking. No idea there's other cars around. Behind me there's a pile of quickly stacking. I'm on the phone, for God's sakes, quiet down. You could say I'm depriving half my brain while I'm driving, but I'll never hear with this thing in my ear. I'm driving with the cell phone in my hand.
You don't want to do that because you'll be turning up in one of these. We don't want that to happen.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very busy on the boulevard all the way around the city at the lights right now. We're seeing a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue at Atlanta Highway all the way out to Taylor Road. Taylor Road extremely busy from Atlanta Highway all the way back to Vaughan Road. I-65 and 85 swamp through downtown Montgomery. However, we're not seeing any backup on the merge right now, and everything is rolling smoothly. We do have one problem up on Highway 143. If you're near Draper Prison, we have a grass fire up there. We have units responding to take care of that. So if you're in the neighborhood of 143 and Draper, watch out for them and get out of their way. All right? Hey, stay with us. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. No accidents to report right now. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckham at Trenum State, 420-3333. That's Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Got to look at some of the clips. We have Republicans who have stood up to this crap and really deserve our applause and admiration. Louie Gohmert from Texas. Matt Gaetz, Rand Paul. You know, this whole thing that Schiff can just acquire information. That's totally illegal. They don't care. They don't care. Where's the Rand article? We'll have to play Rand Paul here in his honor.
Yes. I thought about that when he was on TV the other way.
You can't, every time I see him, it's the same thing, but we know he's on the right side, and he's not somebody who waffles. He just doesn't flip-flop like some of them do. Ted Cruz, too. The Inspector General report, a stunning abuse of power in the Obama administration. And this needs to keep moving forward, because this whole ridiculous notion that there was no corruption in Obama's presidency, there was no success in it, that's for damn sure. Rand Paul rips bug-eyed Burbank, I love this, bug-eyed Burbank Bolshevik, that's alliteration too.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Schiff for getting private phone records of Devin Nunes, reporter John Solomon, in impeachment charade, quote, nobody should get your records, this is a big deal. And he is absolutely correct. We have to have some faith now, because right out of the box, William Barr, Attorney General, and Durham, the investigator who's working on the criminal referrals, respectfully disagreed with the IG report. But the IG report, and I meant to run this by David as well, it was a term paper. That's what it was. Here's your assignment. Find out...